Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 193. We're starting things off a little different this week, as this is the best of 2011 edition, which means most of these songs are repeats. I've got seven songs for you here to tell you what I thought were the best tracks of 2011. And if you go to the Too Much Rock website, you'll find my top 35 picks of 2011 and five bonus tracks from 2010 that I just didn't get around to hearing until this year. Since I'm not going to give you the full top 10 here on the podcast, we just don't have time for that, I figured I could at least tell you the top 10. Number 10 for me was Rocks in the Box by The Decemberists off The King is Dead. Just a lovely album, a bit of a turn for them, especially if you're expecting the twee land of the earlier records. But I don't know, for the last 8 years or so, every record has been a turn, and this is a fine, fine Americana rock album. And if you like REM, of course, that album was for you. At number 9, I had Same Shit, Complicated Track by Kimya Dawson off of her Thunder Thighs album. That was a fantastic album that was truly bold, brave, and confessional, as well as a bit insightful. For the number 8 track was Sister Wife by Alex Winston off of an EP called Sister Wife. She's yet to release a full length, but I believe that's coming very early in 2012, so something we can look forward to. When we get down to track number 7, it's this track right here. This is CSS with Hits Me Like a Rock. We'll be right back.
like a rock.
Oh,
or get into a good place, a place where I can wake up. I need to get some movement, or get out of my headspace, or get into a good place, a place where I can wake up. I need to get some movement, or get out of my headspace.
Trio of songs there that take our best of 2011 and countdown through number 7, 6, and 5. Number 7 was CSS's Hits Me Like a Rock, a Brazilian band who kind of has one note, but that one note, when they do it right, is just fantastic, and that song is really good with so many little different elements. It's a good headphones track as well as a great dance floor track as well. After that was Foster the People with the song Pumped Up Kicks. That song was everywhere, and it might just be the new young people, Peter Bourne and John, sort of flash in the pan that hits commercial radio but then falters out everywhere. But I don't know. I was also entranced by that chorus, and I couldn't go wrong with that. So maybe a little guilty pleasure there, but quite a track. And then we heard from We Barbarians, a Brooklyn band, with the song Headspace. That is off their Headspace EP. As I mentioned earlier with Alex Winston, they have yet to release an album, but that EP is a long time coming and a really good track. I find myself stuck on that insurgent guitar and drums there, and been a fan of that one for a long time. So I'm glad it was able to make the best of 2011 list. We're going to continue on here. Track number 4, this is Boston Spaceships with the song Tabby and Lucy.
Tabby was gone in your hideaway. Lucy was farthest away. Always up. Lucy just got out the way. To know
First your heart beats me and then your church bells ring. Take them away.
Another fine set of tunes. That brings the best of 2011 account down to number two. At number four was Tabby and Lucy by Boston Spaceships, off the album Let It Beard. That was the band's final EP before breaking up. Just another project of Robert Pollard of Guided by Voices, including another Guided by Voices member and a member of the Decemberists. So a short-lived project there, but one of my favorite things that Pollard has ever done. That song has just so much hook to it. After that, at the number three track was The Cute Leppers with the song Head Over Heels. That's on their Adventure Time album, which came out back in April. A band from Seattle, definitely channeling the Nerves and those late 70s power pop bands that are just, I'm just in love with that era and with those bands, and that band does it so very well. And they put on a great live show as well. So congratulations there to the Cute Leppers, fantastic song. And at number two for 2011, we heard from Scattered Trees, the song 4 Days Straight. Another album back released back in April, a band from Chicago that, you know, that album, I listened to it and then kind of put it away, and I would find myself kind of humming that melody and thinking about that song and having no idea who it is, and I'd have to hunt through my library again, find it, and go, oh, that's so good. And then 3 months later, the same thing. It'd be stuck in my head, and I'd have to try to remember who it was. So That one wins for the Earwig Worm Award right there. That is Scattered Trees with the song 4 Days Straight from their album Sympathy. So there we go. Before we give you the number one track of 2011, let me get some business out of the way. I'll let you know that you've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast number 193, the best of 2011 edition. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or visit me at Sid Much Rock on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook, on Google Plus, whatever. I'm out there. MySpace. Yep. All right. So let's go ahead and end things here. This is my favorite track of the year, and it also is from April. So April was a good month for music for me. And the song is Try to Sleep by the band Low off their album Come On. Of course, the duo of Alan Sparhawk and Mimi Parker, and typically a friend or two in the studio and live as well. This song just has it all for me. It's got such mood. It flows so well. The melody is great. And it had a fantastic video starring John Stamos, so you can't really go wrong combining all of that. So here it is, my favorite song of 2011. We'll be back next week with brand new music exploring 2012. Thank you very much for listening. This is Low.
There's never